We're talking now with 2nd District Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, of course, represents eastern counties of our state of Oklahoma. Congressman, you've made the decision just very, very quickly after Senator Jim Inhofe announced that he would be retiring effective early January 2023. What's the thought process? Why are you interested in taking a run for the U.S. Senate to fill out the remainder of Senator Inhofe's term?
You know, I got involved in politics back in 2011, just simply because I got fed up. I mean, I got fed up with the amount of regulations tearing down our businesses. My wife and I, you know, we're from a small town called Westville, and I grew up on a farm. I grew up milking for all my neighbors. My dad had a small cow-calf operation, and we worked, and we worked hard. And when I was just barely 20 years old, my wife was 19 at the time, we got blessed to have an opportunity to go in business for ourselves, and that business has grown, and we were, you know, more than what we ever imagined having success with it. And then the regulations came down. When they came down heavy, and I thought, you know, if my biggest competition on us isn't my neighbor, but it's trying to compete with the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. at that time underneath Obama, then that's where I need to take a fight. I have a saying that I'll never ask someone to do something I'm not willing to do myself. And then I'll also keep a saying on my phone that says, you're never going to change anything you're willing to tolerate. And so I felt like I wasn't going to tolerate it anymore. Well, when you're in the fight, sometimes you've got to reposition yourself. And we feel like we fought strong in the House. We feel like we were having some success, especially fighting over against the heavy regulations of the EPA, especially coming onto our farms, because my wife and I, we still run a cow-calf operation, and we still lose money doing it too, but we have fun doing it. But we, at the same time, we want to be in the best position to fight against this double down on the Obama administration with the Biden administration now. So when we look to reposition ourselves, we feel like the Senate's the best place to do it. You know, I have a wife and six kids, and when we were talking about it, my wife and I were first visiting about it, Christy and I, she said, Mark Wayne, if you're going to be away from us and we're going to be away from you, then where's the best place you can make a difference? Where do you really think it is? If it's in the House, stay in the House. If you think you can make a bigger impact in the Senate, then let's go to the Senate. And that's what we decided to do. Let's take this fight to the Senate.
Saying that, obviously, Senator Inhofe has left a tremendous set of steps to try to follow, big shoes to fill, if you want to call it that. You know, what would be your vision? What would you want to try to make an impact on in the U.S. Senate?
Well, there's zero chance you're going to be able to fill the shoes of Senator Jim Inhofe. I mean, he had a tremendous amount of respect and success. And so what we have to do is focus on what we're passionate about. Of course, we're going to continue our fight for men and women in uniform. That doesn't change. But our biggest fight right now is bringing stability to the business market. Every time we get a new administration in, what you see is a huge change in wind. And as a business owner, as a rancher, all we want is stability. Really, we'd just be left alone if you really ask us. Just leave us alone. But when we had Obama in there, man, it was a strong wind of new guidance, new ways of having to try to do business, new ways to run our farm. The EPA started coming on in a heavy way. We started having to ask permission before we could spread fertilizer out on our place. We started having to deal with Waters of the U.S., which was causing it almost an impossible ability to be able to get our hay fields ready during the spring and summer because of our lack of ability to even spread chicken litter anymore. And then with our businesses and the Department of Labor and the new permitting processes. And then when Trump came in, our businesses, I mean, all of a sudden the regulations started easing up. We started having an easier opportunity to do business. And because the difference in the approach of the administrations, you know, Obama and Biden believe in a heavy hand of regulations. They believe in the government taking control of everything. Trump believed in the entrepreneur leading the economy, not government trying to create those jobs, but creating a government to which creates an atmosphere for entrepreneurs to create jobs. Now we're seeing that change again with the new administration, and it's just a continuing swing. It makes it hard to predict long-term success in your company. So in the Senate, you get to appoint those heads of every one of those administrations. And what we have to do is bring in stabilization to those regulatory environments. We also got to push those regulations back to the states where they belong. And we need a fight to continue to push those, because it'll bring in more stable environment if our states have more control over regulating the businesses in their states, rather than have to ask Washington, D.C., who has nothing to do with the mission, to do that stuff. So when we start looking at setting up these agencies and these heads of these agencies, we have to take a different approach to it of long term, not just the puppet of the new president, but how do we bring in stabilization and stabilizing the markets again? And I think that starts with the head of the agencies.
16 weeks, not long, right?
No, 16 weeks is very short. It's one of those things that you have a hard time really breaking it down. As I mentioned to earlier, my wife and I have been blessed about being able to have a lot of different companies, and sometimes it takes months or even years to stand up a company. And this time you got 16 weeks to stand up a statewide operation in all 77 counties, where we got to get volunteers, we got to get resources, we've got to get teams put in place, and we're up for the task. That's not a problem. We're very capable of working, and you know, I've been blessed with a strong work ethic, but we can't do it without help. And I just want to take this opportunity too to drive people. We're fighting for our country right now. We're fighting not just for our state, for our country. And when we do that, we have to fight. We have to realize that goes outside of Oklahoma. And so we have a website. We encourage people to go visit. It's Mullen for America. I know a lot of times you say Mullen for Senate, but we're fighting for our country right now. We're fighting against socialism. We're fighting against this squad called AOC and Tlaib and Omar, who's, and even Bernie Sanders, if you want to throw him in there, that wants to change the foundation of our country. And we're like, no, we can't do that. You can't change a foundation of a building and expect a building to stand on top of it. And if they try to change the foundation of our country, which is based on freedoms, and try to bring in socialism, which is based on an overarching heavy hand of the government, the country or the building built on top of it is going to crumble. And so please look at us. If it's something that you're inclined to do, go to Mullen for America, join our fight, and let's take our country back.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, he's running for Senate. He's decided to make the move from the House, make a move on the final 4 years of the Jim Inhofe term, as Senator Inhofe retiring in the early days of 2023. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.